I'm VOA's Christina Menenti with your worldwide news update.
I do see a long-term ownership position, and I see it bringing great stability to that part of the Middle East and maybe the entire Middle East.
President Donald Trump's proposal that the United States take over the Gaza Strip and permanently resettle its Palestinian residents has been swiftly rejected and denounced by American allies and adversaries alike. Riyad Mansour is the Palestinian envoy to the United Nations.
The answer is that Egypt gave a clear answer, Jordan gave a clear answer, and the answer rejecting, displacing the Palestinian people from the Gaza Strip. Our country and our home is the Gaza Strip. It's part of Palestine.
Trump made his proposal to audible gasps during a joint press conference with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, whom he hosted at the White House for talks on Tuesday. He said there was support from the highest leadership in the Middle East and upped pressure on Egypt and Jordan to accept the Gazans, despite both governments flatly rejecting the idea. Sweden's worst mass shooting has left at least 11 people dead and 5 seriously wounded, including the gunman. AP correspondent Karen Chemas reports.
The shooting happened at an adult education center on the outskirts of Örebro, west of Stockholm. Police believe the perpetrator acted alone, but haven't said if he was a student or what his motive may have been. One student, Andreas Sundling, was in class at the time of the shooting. Sundling described the scene as he left the building.
And then I looked to the right. Inside the school, it was blood everywhere on the floor. It was crazy.
At a news conference, Sweden's Prime Minister Ulf Kristersson described the shooting as brutal, deadly violence against completely innocent people and said it was the worst mass shooting in Swedish history. I'm Karen Chemas.
This is VOA News. Employees of the U.S. Agency for International Development, or USAID, have been put on leave worldwide except for those deemed essential. AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
A notice posted online says those people will be notified Thursday, and it gives the other workers 30 days to return home. The move had been rumored for several days and was the most extreme of several proposals considered for consolidating the agency into the State Department. Thousands of USAID employees already have been laid off and programs worldwide shut down after President Trump imposed a freeze on foreign assistance. Elon Musk, whose Department of Government Efficiency has dismantled the aid agency, boasted on X, spent the weekend feeding USAID into the wood chipper. The American Foreign Service Association, the union representing U.S. diplomats, has told members it's preparing legal action. Ben Thomas, Washington.
In Belgium, police put up a perimeter outside Brussels' Clemenceau metro station on Wednesday after a shooting that sources close to the investigation said may have been drug-related. Several Brussels metro stations were closed on Wednesday after the shooting. No injuries were reported, the Belgian prosecutor's office said. Some residents of the neighborhood near the site of the shooting said they have seen drug-related incidents in the area. Local resident Nathalie is fearful for her children. As for me, from around 7 p.m., I avoid going out because we are afraid that something could happen to us here. I have kids who go to school not far from here, and I'm afraid, and I'm happy that they're not in school because, voila. The suspects fled into the metro tunnels after the shooting, a source close to the investigation said, adding that police were looking for 2 suspects.
Having been filed by more than one-third of the membership of the House, or a total of 215 members, is there any objection? The chair hears none. The motion is approved.
The Philippine Lower House of Congress on Wednesday endorsed an impeachment complaint against Vice President Sara Duterte, daughter of the firebrand former president, paving the way for a trial in the Senate. Duterte's opponents accuse her of crimes that include plotting to assassinate President Ferdinand Marcos Jr. and large-scale corruption. The move against Duterte comes amid a bitter rift between her and the president that has played out in public since the collapse of an alliance between their families that brought them a landslide victory in the 2022 election. Hundreds more people were expected to leave Greece's Santorini Island on Wednesday as tremors shook the popular summer tourist destination for a 6th day. About 6,000 people have left on ferries and planes in recent days as hundreds of small quakes were registered in the surrounding sea, shaking buildings, kicking up dust on the island's rocky cliffs, and raising fears of a major earthquake. That wraps up this update, but the world and news never stop. For additional updates, visit our website. I'm Christina Menenti, VOA News.